Good morning. It's I just looked at it. Oh God, what time is it? It is 8:34 a.m. on Monday, September the 16th, 2019. Let's get in. Let's get her done today. Had a lot of good recommendations. A lot of people came back with The Expanse. There's some reason I didn't watch The Expanse. I can't figure out what it is. I'll have to go back and look, see if I can figure it out. The other one people said was good was The Boys. And I was like, really? The problem I have with The Boys is the same problem I actually had with Carnival Row, and that was that I felt bludgeoned. Like there was no subtlety to it. And while it may be the case that people need to be bludgeoned with it in order to understand it, I don't know if I will watch a season two. The Boys I gave up after about three episodes, I think. Because it was over the top and had that same sort of look what we can do vibe to it that came off as a bit pretentious. This is the same problem I have with Black Mirror. Black Mirror, some of the earlier episodes are really good. Some of the later ones got to be really, really, really precious. Look at what we're doing here. Look at what we're doing here. Aren't we clever? To the point of pretentiousness. I had a real hard time with Black Mirror after a while. Jesus Christ, people. I just replaced these roofs. Pardon my fridge. They're putting new roofs on these these new houses. We've had a couple of hailstorms in the last few days, and the first one was like pea-sized, and the next day we had like 2 days later we had one that was nickel. I don't think there were any that were as big as a quarter. But it came down pretty good. And as soon as you have a hailstorm, the phone banks light up. And we start getting 5, 6, 7 calls a day. We're going to be in your area. We'll look for your storm damage. And while I appreciate that there's a certain risk that perhaps my roof has been damaged. Good morning. The reality is, you're gonna come to my house. You're gonna go up on the roof. You're gonna look around. You're gonna go, yes. Look at all this damage. And for $5,000, we can fix your roof. Won't cost you anything. Your homeowner's insurance will cover it, except for the deductible. You should really get it done. And I'm going, why would anyone trust such an assessment? Why would anyone trust that a company with that much vested interest in finding damage to your roof is going to give you an honest appraisal? It beggars the imagination. So I'm usually pretty short with them. It's like, no, I'm not interested. But we're coming, it's going to be, no, I'm not interested. But it's going to be free. It's not interested. Why not? Well, I don't trust you. B, I don't trust you. That seems really simple. Anyway. What else am I going to talk about today? I need to get some discipline going on my time management. It's really one of those. It's an ADHD thing. Lately, it has not been real good. I got the beta feedback. I've got a list of scenes I need to add in. I got a list of topics that I need to beef up. I got a list of changes that I need to work on. Here comes Poodle Man. Is he gonna go down the side street? I'll give him a sidewalk if he wants it. And I'm seem to be able to get beyond that. Good morning. Good morning. Mind of his own today. So last night, it was a late night. It was 10:30 before I got off the treadmill. And while I was in bed at 11, I don't think I got to sleep before 12. I did remember to take my pills. But Sunday nights are hard because I have 2 hours there between 7 and 9 that I have previous engagements for. So they take up, if I don't get on the treadmill by 6, or do it in the afternoon, I don't get that second walk in. I need to schedule that better. So the upshot was that I didn't get to sleep until very late. Cats got me up at 6 o'clock, and I curled up on the couch and took a nap for an hour and a half. So I feel pretty good. I feel like I got enough sleep. And then did the rounds of the various email accounts and checked in with people. And then got my clothes on and got out because it was only had like a half an hour before I need to be moving. Have I been up an hour yet? Oh yeah, I was up 7:30. It's 8:44, so I've been up a little over an hour and a quarter. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. One post. So the big winners for the viewer question, the reader question for the newsletter this month, The Expanse. With runner-ups for The Amazing Mrs. Maisel, which I've actually started. I like it a lot. I think it's really well done. I'm looking forward to getting back to it tonight. And a couple of people have said The Boys, again, The Boys. It was Carl. Ask Carl about it, and it's like, I'm 3 episodes in, and it's like, it's so over the top, it's so precious. Does it actually get better? Because right at the moment it's like, really? And his comment is that yes, it does. The over to the top violence, misogyny scales back a little bit. I heard that one of the drawing cards of it is it's over the top gore, and I'm like, okay. It's not a calling card for me, but okay. But it's a commentary on society's willingness to let celebrity get away with anything, even murder. The reason I turned off the news. God. So what am I reading? Oh, Sword and Shard. By a woman that I have met in person several times. Also, I believe she's a member of SIFWA. She has a name that's like a city block long. Laura Van Aren. Aaron Donk Baugh. think that's it. It's the first episode.
Yeah, right.
It's the first book in a, I think it would be classified high fantasy. Laura Van Arendonk Ball, Shard and Shield. Morning. That's pretty good. Laura has written a lot of short, and so I don't read short, so I haven't read a lot of her work. But this is, as far as I know, look, this is a novel-length book. So, okay, I'll give her a try. See how it goes. It goes pretty good. There's a lot of Palace and Krieg. There's the obligatory Bastard Son. There's magic. Circle of Mages. That's pretty cool. So far, I'm enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it as much as I did Collaborator series from that Crystal Ball. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's Monday. First day of a new week. Can I turn over a new leaf? Can I get closer? Can I get progress? I don't know. Honestly, don't know. It's one of those really odd sort of paradoxes. I want this book done, but I don't seem to be willing to do the work to get it there. I want to do the work, but as soon as I sit down, any kind of motivation to address the issue seems to just sort of evaporate. We'll get there. I still don't have the covers back from Jesse Young yet, so I've got to, I've still got some time because I've got to get to the book edited, and Karen's father died over the weekend, so she's not going to be in any condition to do any editing in the short term herself. So, yeah, be that as it may, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.